You are tuned into Sabahul Muslim. With Maulana Sulaiman Rab.
Yes, and Rana, you also wanted to make a quick comment about Radio Islam's WOW tribute, Woman of Wonder, where we're asking ladies who have achieved from within the confines of the home to write their inspirational stories so that we can share it with the listeners in Ramadan. And many would be very modest, you know, not wanting to put themselves into the limelight so their husbands can write on their behalf or family members. Many might feel, excuse me, that they haven't achieved, whereas they might have because of the natural humility, and others can then write on their behalf. Whilst there might be very exciting prizes and it's created a hype, but at the end of the day, it's to inspire women throughout the world who may be listening.
Ismail, you brought up a very interesting subject and a very interesting angle to the whole scenario, and I'm sure many people will say, why should we, if we are doing something, we are doing it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why should we put it on the air? Why should we actually go and publicize, broadcast it? Why should we be doing all that? And one is reminded of two things that come to my mind immediately. And I'm sure if people search in the Quran and Hadith, and also many examples from our pious predecessors, many such examples will flow. One is, Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّاهِ وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. If you give your sadaqah and charity openly, it is also good. It is rewarding. And sometimes there's a need to do so. وَإِن تُعْفُوهَا, but if you conceal it, then it is better in the eyes of Almighty Allah. Now, obviously, what the ayat does tell us and the verse tell us is that to give charity, it is rewarding, more rewarding if you do it in a concealed way, but sometimes the situation demands that you do it openly. And one of the reasons that is encouraged to do it openly is with the intention of inspiring other people. So you are in a gathering, and if you feel that if I'm going to give a big amount, then it will inspire others to do the same. And of course, we find these examples in the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the expedition of Tabuk, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually encouraged people to try and outdo one another. And everyone knows the very famous example of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala, where Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, today I will outdo Abu Bakr in charity, and he gave half of his entire assets. And he waited for Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala came, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him with regard to what he had left behind for his family. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who, remarkable as he was and he always will be, he replied and said, I have left Allah and his Rasul for my family. So we find that in this particular aspect of trying to reveal with the intention of inspiring others. I also recall hearing one of the talks of Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Alayhi, many, many years ago. And he used to say, many a times people, they try and give this explanation that we don't read namaz, we don't read salat because people mustn't regard us as pious. So he used to say that no, piety also as doing something for name and fame also requires an environment. It requires an environment. And the environment should be that when you do something and you are regarded as pious, you are looked upon, you know, very great in society. He said that doing something for name and fame also requires an environment. He said in many circles, today the environment is if you take towards the road of piety, you wear, for example, the sunnah manner of clothing, whether it be for male and female, you are at times not looked upon with credit. You are not looked upon very greatly. You are actually, then people start looking down upon you. Now this happens much in the Indo-Pak subcontinent. That when a person starts, wearing a beard or wearing, you know, clothes that are more inclined towards the deen, people call him, you know, you were first a master type, now you have become a mullah type. So he said that particular aspect is such that the environment sometimes look down upon people in that regard. So to stand up at that time, it will be to inspire people. If you take that example and the two examples that I've given, mm-hmm. If people come forward, not with the intention of publicizing what they are doing, but with the intention of serving it as inspiration, and there is no doubt today that more and more people, and the majority of the people, the inclination and the aspirations are more in the wrong direction rather than the right direction. So if people are doing something which is good, they should put forward the achievements in a positive light, not to show, but with the intention of aspiring other people, with the intention of inspiring other people, rather. With the intention of inspiring other people. And I think this is a commendable initiative that people should try and look at it in this light.
Wow, wow, wow.
Early mornings, late nights, certainly not 9 to 5. Instead, 24/7, 365 days a year. No overtime, no bonuses, and certainly no leave. Yet the woman of wonder strives to achieve her dreams, aims to meet her goals, and fights to overcome her challenges from her office, more commonly known as her home.
Her perseverance in the face of opportunities and setbacks alike lead her to success in her office, more commonly known as her home. The phenomenal achievements of Muslim women from within the confines of their homes is seldom recognized and almost never rewarded. Well, that's all about to change.
Radio Islam pays tribute to you, O women of wonder. Send us your story of success. It should include the following: name of the entrant, physical address, landline number, details of one person that lives with the applicant and one that doesn't. Wow us with your stories of success and keep them plus minus 600 words. Entries close on the 30th of August. Please note that all Radio Islam staff, board members and their respective families cannot participate. Submissions can be made in the following ways: email wow@radioislam.co.za, fax 011-854-7025, or come in personally to drop off those stories. Entry box available at reception.
Menfolk, you too can single out your woman of wonder and help give her achievements the recognition it deserves.
You deserve the accolades. You have earned the praise. Women of wonder, touching lives, one inspirational story at a time.